it's very good. You know, we had a win, a third and a fourth. It's been great. So, yeah, very pleased with the way the whole weekend's gone, really.
Finding pace within the car, though. I know it's the penultimate weekend, so whatever you learn, you can take into the home race for you guys here. What was different today?
Nothing really. I mean, Silverstone's always been very good to us. We always go well around here. The car's been absolutely faultless, and it got some serious pace in it. So, yeah, I think the car's very good. If we can take the same car to Brands, then there's no reason why we can't replicate the success that we've had here there. So, overall, I think very encouraging. The car's been brilliant all year. You know, we've so far finished every race. And hopefully we can come away from Brands and move further forward in the championship. That's clearly the aim that we all want here at Motorbase and Airwaves Racing. So that's where our target is.
Moving to Brands next, what is the ultimate goal when you go there?
Third place in the championship would be fantastic. I don't know where we are in the points. I can see Shedden's car behind's a little bit nearer the front of the queue than what I'd hoped for. Obviously he's third, so. We've got to see where the points are for that race. I don't know where everybody finished, but certainly P4 I think is a realistic target, and P3 would be a sweet rounding off.
And two wins from the season so far, you must be pretty happy with your performance.
Yeah, I mean it's great. You know the boys have done a great job with the car, and the car is has been brilliant. So they've worked very hard to get us in this position, and I think. That we have probably one of the fastest cars on the track, and that's it's been moving closer and closer all season, and that's enabled us to take the wins. So without that, we wouldn't be there.
Start looking at next year yet? Have you decided what you might be doing? I know we've still got the final round to go.
Yeah, I haven't even thought about it, if we're honest. It's gone too quick this year, so. We'll see. Obviously we're in great shape at the moment, and it'd be brilliant if we can come back and capitalise on the groundworks that we've put in now. But we'll wait and see.
Are you looking to stay within the touring cars? Maybe trying a new series?
No, the BTCC is where I want to be. I want to win the championship. That is my ultimate aim. We've come close, and hopefully we can come closer.
And let's talk about the battle in the final race of your win. Just talk us through what happened for those first two laps. It all seemed a little bit muddled.
Yeah, I mean, we got a great start. Managed to put us into P2 behind Fabrizio. He just didn't have enough temperature in his rear tyres and lost the back end at Beckett's. We managed to squeeze up the inside, but not enough. And then we got down to Loughfield and he replicated the same mistake twice, and we managed to slip up the inside and went through. We were ahead at the yellow flag. We weren't ahead as we came past the pits, but then later we rectified that, and from there really the race was won from the restart. We got a great restart and managed to just get air between the guys behind.
And a lead of about 2.5 seconds that must have, like you were saying before, showed the pace of the full focus.
Yeah, the pace is there. We have the pace in the car, and we are very, very strong. So, it's getting in clear air. The way at Silverstone, we've been very quick through the corners, but we've struggled a little bit down the straights compared to some of the other guys. And once they get on you, they've got the straight line speed. You're knackered, you can't fight. And I knew that we'd got to get clear air because Aaron was behind. And he was obviously all over us in the second race. So I knew we'd got to get the gap. And Fabrizio helped us get that gap.
And back to the team's home race of Brands that we were saying, is it more wins on... Is it a circuit that you know that you can go and win at?
Yeah, it's certainly the aim. We go into every race with the same view, and that is to win. And I think, if the car is as good as what it has been today, there's no reason why we can't go there and take more silver.